The courts are going to look at Obamacare, and the Republicans need to have some sort of an alternative plan in place, and you as chairman of the Republican Study Committee going to have some sort of a framework you'll be announcing?
That's correct. On June the 2nd, when we go back into session next week, we are going to introduce our bill, and we will roll out our bill that deals with a patient-centered solution that uses free market principles. It's going to be a much more consumer-friendly program, and it will also help get costs down in this country. I'm pretty excited about it. There are several competing plans. Some of the committees of which I'm a member, Energy and Commerce, is working on a plan along with Ways and Means, and the Healthcare Committee in the House, and so you know, and then the Senate has several competing plans as well. So. We're gonna be one of the first to have ours rolled out, and we can have an American discussion about what we ought to do with healthcare.
Well, I think, of course, and if the courts rule that Obamacare in its current state has to go away, you guys have got to be ready to go at the starting line right then, do you not?
Well, some people say that. Now, I have mixed emotions about that. Here's the issue: if the Supreme Court rules in favor of the plaintiffs on King versus Burwell, then that means that we were right all along, that the government, well, let me rephrase that. The flaw that the Supreme Court is going to rule on was built by the Democrats. It was built by Jonathan Gruber. And so if they rule against it...
Excuse me, he's the guy who went around telling everybody, saying that everybody was too stupid to understand it,
exactly,
right?
Exactly, okay, and that the Democrats took advantage of the Americans because they were stupid,
right?
Because... in order to design Obamacare. Now, if it rules the way I think it will, and that's to essentially stop the subsidies to Obamacare, well, then Obamacare fails. Well, Republicans have no fingerprints on that whatsoever. And so my question is, why do we have to build the saving plan that takes place for a few months before ours becomes effective? Because it is a Democrat problem under a Democratic president. They did it. Now, nonetheless, I think that, you know, the modern politics would tell you that Republicans are going to get tagged with that for the roughly 7 million Americans that are receiving subsidies who won't be able to afford health care after that. So, on the other hand, I can see why it makes sense to build some sort of a short-term transition plan to get you from the Supreme Court decision until you can have a true free market health care plan in place.
I don't think, you know, Johnny Lunchbucket wants to listen to politicians pout about it. I think they want to make sure that there's going to be something in place, right?
And that's right, Scott. That's the practical issue, is that we as Republicans, whether we like it or not, are likely going to have to build a transition so that these folks don't lose their subsidies until you have a free market plan in place, which will candidly take 18 to 24 months. So I don't know what plan we're going to have. There's several of them out there. There's at least four. And one of them I sort of find intriguing, and that's Ben Sasse's the plan, the new senator from Nebraska. Mm-hmm. He and I have sat down and talked about his plan, and it seems to be the one that would be the easiest to implement. Now, I'm not endorsing it. I'm just saying it's a plan that has some it makes some sense.